Well, let's talk about insurance premiums in the self-storage space today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. So you can find out more about the training I offer, including my newest course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor, at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com, and you can click the Quick Start Academy tab. But let's talk about insurance. I don't think storage owners and operators are really prepared for the increases that we're seeing and going to continue having today. It used to be, it was just kind of localized to the coastal areas, particularly the Gulf Coast or the South Atlantic region, but we're actually seeing it everywhere today, all across the country. 10, 20, sometimes 30% or more annual price increases in the insurance premium. I'm even having to pay somebody to recode the Storage World Analyzer so I can have my operating expenses change at different rates. If you're a Storage World Analyzer customer, you will see that soon. And why? Primarily because insurance rates are going up exponentially. Ignoring this in your underwriting can really cause some issues down the road for you, so don't do that. Now, what's causing it? I'm not that concerned about what your political ideology is, but there's no denying that the science shows that climate change is causing severe weather events that have increased in magnitude and increased in how many we're having per year. And nobody's on the front line of that more than the insurance companies are. Believe me, in the insurance companies, there's no internal debate going on whether climate change is causing the problems that we're experiencing today. And the problem for us is I see no disruptors on the horizon that are going to impact the insurance industry. There's nothing coming down the pike like Uber that's going to interrupt the taxi business. There's nothing coming down the pike that's going to interrupt the insurance industry. So the premiums are going to keep going up. Even before Hurricane Ivan hit last year, the insurance companies already had, 6 years of consecutive missed earnings by the reinsurance companies. And that's where the premiums are really set, is in the reinsurance market. Now, and climate change and severe weather events are not the only source of the increases that we're seeing. They're the primary increase, but the other sources include the increased construction costs we're seeing now. Now, you would think this would deter a lot of development on the Gulf Coast or on the South Atlantic, but as self-storage developers, what do? We tend to follow where people are moving, and that's where people are moving. However, what there is to know is that it's not only, yes, you will be paying more for insurance in those areas of the country, but the increased premiums are affecting everybody everywhere in the U.S. Don't underestimate this challenge. I think a lot of self-storage operators are going to find themselves backpedaling because they haven't factored in their financial modeling the amount of increase that we're going to be seeing in insurance all across the country. I was talking a couple days ago with an operator down in Texas on the Gulf Coast, $40,000 a year insurance premium. And this isn't a big facility. We're not talking 120, 130,000 square feet or anything like that. So as you're underwriting your analysis of a self-storage opportunity, pay particular attention to what the insurance increases are going to be and make those. I'm using a higher percentage than I am for any other of my line items in the operating expenses. Also, what I'm doing is early on in my due diligence, one of the very first things I do is get a number of agents and a number of companies bidding and telling me what they can do on insurance for this particular project. That used to be one of the last things I put my attention on. Now it's becoming one of the first things I put my attention on. Now, like everything in life, all challenges and problems also create opportunities. And I think insurance can create opportunities for us in our buying strategies, particularly in markets like Florida. In Florida, I'm having to put new roofs on buildings just to get insurance. And I have to do it because I have a loan and my loan covenants require insurance. Now, there will be a lot of people who own older buildings that have no loans on them and are just not going to do that. They will not be able to get insurance, or they will not be able to get wind insurance. And those opportunities could be particularly ripe for buying them and buying them at good prices, because there's only so long in certain markets where an owner of an older building is going to go without the ability to put insurance or wind insurance on a building. And you might be able to come in and get those properties at a good price, do the upgrades necessary to get the insurance back on those buildings. So what am I doing? One, I'm writing in healthy price increases on my insurance. I don't see insurance going down or leveling off for a while. The extreme weather events are only going to continue to happen. So have those line items be going up at a faster rate than the rest of your operating expenses. Connect with agents early in the due diligence period and get multiple bids yearly. Don't just take the renewal policy you're going to be getting with the price increase from your insurance agent. Really work it and really shop it. And it isn't just going to be property insurance. It's going to be auto insurance and all types of insurance as well. So really work your insurance as hard as you can yearly. And keep your eyes open for the opportunities of buying property that will be available in certain parts of the country where owners are going to have a hard time even getting insurance and are unwilling to do what's necessary to get the insurance. It's still a great business. Just pay particular attention and don't get caught with this line item taking away the yield and you haven't calculated for it. So include it in what you can offer on your acquisitions as you're going into these self-storage opportunities, and you'll do just fine in the self-storage business. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which we're going to be upgrading soon so we can adjust operating expenses at different levels. And I look forward to being with you next week. See you then.